Hey, so you've been quiet ever since we got home. Normally, you'd be like teasing me about something or raiding the fridge or at least scrolling through your phone, but right now, you're just sitting there, staring at the floor. What is going on? Yeah, I can tell something's up. I mean, you don't have to hide it, baby. I know you. I can feel when something's weighing on you. Did something happen tonight? Okay, take your time, baby. No rush. Just tell me what's on your mind. Oh, I see. So you said that thing at the table, and then the whole room just kind of froze up, and people laughed in that weird way. Not the fun kind of laughing with you, but that uncomfortable, awkward laugh, like they didn't know what to do with what you said. God, that must have felt awful. No wonder you shut down after that. Baby, I'm so sorry. That's so unfair. You didn't deserve to be made to feel like that. I know how draining it is for you when these little misunderstandings happen. And I know it's not the first time. It's like every time you put yourself out there, you risk someone misinterpreting you. And it's, I don't know, it's clear to me that it kind of like chips away at you. Right? Yeah. You start thinking, did I say something wrong? Am I rude? Am I weird? And then you carry that weight home with you, like tonight. Listen to me. You are not rude. You're not weird. You're just you. And you happen to be neurodivergent. That means your brain processes things differently, communicates differently, sometimes picks up on different cues than everyone else. But none of that makes you like broken. None of that makes you less lovable. I can tell you're still replaying it in your head. That moment, the way people were looking at you. You're probably hearing it over and over, wondering what you did wrong. But, baby, I promise you, it doesn't mean what you think it means. It doesn't mean people like hate you. It doesn't mean you embarrassed yourself or me. It doesn't mean you're defective. It just means, I don't know, sometimes the world doesn't speak your language, but that doesn't make your language wrong. I know, sweetie. It feels like everyone else has this invisible rule book, right? Like they know exactly when to laugh, when to nod, when to speak, and when to stay quiet, and you're flipping through blank pages, trying to figure it out as you go. That's exhausting. Of course you're tired. But can I tell you something? That rule book everyone else is following, it's not actually as perfect as it looks. Neurotypical people mess up all the time. They say awkward things, they misunderstand each other, they just recover differently, or they're better at pretending it didn't happen. The difference is you're so hard on yourself, babe. You're holding yourself to this like impossible standard. You expect yourself, I don't know, to just get it right every single time. And when you don't, you punish yourself way more than anyone else ever would. Here, come here. You don't need to do that anymore. Not with me. I don't see you as rude. I don't see you as like weird. I see you as thoughtful. I see you as creative. I see you as someone who makes connections that other people miss, who notices details, who cares deeply. Those moments when your words come out differently than you intended, that's not rudeness. I don't know how else to say it. It's just your brain processing the world in its own rhythm. And honestly, I love that about you. You're scared people won't accept you? Then let them go. The people who matter are going to stay in your life. The people who can't handle a little awkwardness, a little difference. They don't deserve to sit at your table, right? Why would you want them there? I know that sounds easier said than done, but I'm so serious. It's true. Because the right people, like your people, are going to see past those tiny little moments. They'll see the bigger picture, you know? They're going to see you. Me? I already see you. The real you. And I'm not going anywhere. Come on, baby. Sit with me. Let me put this blanket around you. There. Warm, safe, cozy. You don't have to perform here. You don't have to analyze every word you said tonight. You don't have to keep replaying it like some endless loop, babe. With me, you can just be, just chill. Quiet, awkward, brilliant, emotional, however you are. It's all welcome here, okay? That's it. Breathe with me. You're okay. You're safe. You're not broken, baby. You're just wired differently. And I wouldn't trade that for anything. You're mine. You're loved. You're enough. Say it with me in your head if you can, okay? I'm not weird. I'm not rude. I'm just me. I'm enough. See, you're already letting yourself rest a little. That's all I want from you. To know you don't have to fight so hard. Not here, not at home. I know the world can be harsh. I know people misunderstand, but I promise you, you don't have to go through it alone. I'll always be here to listen. To hold you and remind you that you're not too much. So tonight, let the outside world go. Okay? Forget about that stupid, awkward silence. It doesn't matter. Forget about the looks. Forget about the laughter. You're here with me. You're safe. You're loved. You're literally exactly who you're supposed to be, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Okay, baby. I love you.